as we get closer to harvest, what are some of the things that we've learned this year about the crop and about what it's capable of doing?
At Channel, we're very proud to have a network of seedsmen that are out with their customers all throughout the growing season. And as I've had the opportunity to talk to seedsmen, the real key has been variability. So depending on where you're at, even within one county, there can be quite a bit of variability in the growing conditions you've had this past season. So really, for our seedsmen, it's about being out in the customers' fields as much as possible to learn what they can from this unique year that we've had, and then really just continue to work with their customers to understand their operation.
As we take in all the information from 2015, variability within field, within the county, within the state, on no matter where you are, do we make rash decisions heading into 2016, or what are the best ways for us to make the decisions for the 2016 growing season that make us the most profitable and effective on our farm?
I think for someone to really take into account the variability, it's not something that you can ignore, but you also have to avoid the tendency to maybe make a quick or a rash decision. I think it's about remembering multiple years of history, right? So last year you could have made rash decisions as well, coming off a phenomenal growing season. So I think it's going to be a seedsman and a customer working together to really understand the needs and the goals of that operation. And once you understand maybe what some of your concerns or challenges are, pair that up with your goals and have a really deep conversation with your seedsmen, they can provide recommendations based on our broad portfolio to meet whatever that specific need could be.
Let's talk about working with the seedsmen. How does it work when growers are working with their channel representatives and working to figure out what product to put on their farm?
So a seedsman's goal all throughout the year is to spend as much time with their customers in fields as possible. So the more that a channel seedsman can be out in a field, they're going to learn about how specific products perform in specific growing conditions. Whenever we can learn from what's around us, then and that channel seedsman that truly understands their diverse product portfolio, they compare the two together to place products to perform on every grower's unique fields and within their operation.
If folks want to find out more information about what's available for 2016 or what product to put on their farm, what's going to work best, what's the best way to do so?
I would always recommend, if a farmer wants to learn more about Channel, to first find your local seedsman. That seedsman's going to be the resource that's going to know what products work best and what they're seeing in their area. If you don't know who your local seedsman is, you can go to channel.com, type in your zip code, and quickly find seedsmen in your area, local harvest results, see how certain products are performing. And then you can really understand more about the Channel brand and our things like our field checkup series. I'd also recommend that anybody that wants to learn more about Channel to check us out on Twitter @ Channel Seed.